Hello, this is 5 minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 784. And we're talking about the death of Christ. Let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the golden, that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." This always Paul here to say that you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been talking about the death of Christ. We've looked at the physical events. We are now on the revelatory. And in talking about revelation, we are looking at first, we're looking at Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." Now, going to pay attention to God's word by making God's word your priority. We've gone in depth into that. Then we also came to Mark 11. In Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. The disciples came back and said, "Master, Master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead." And Jesus' response is Mark 11:23. Something so profound. He said that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea," and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that whatsoever he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So say to the mountain, whatsoever he saith. So it was saith. So three sayers. What's the meaning of that? And that is what we're looking at. I say that because faith speaks like that. Faith is a talker. Faith talks. Faith speaks. And I give you the example of how God said to Abraham, and this is in Genesis chapter 17, verse 5. So God comes to Abraham and he does something. He changes Abraham's name from assumed father, which is Abram, A-B-R-A-M, to Abraham. And Abraham means father of many nations. And imagine the weirdness of Sarai, or Sarah, Abraham's wife, calling him Father Abraham, father of many nations. You're talking about people who have been barren for years. Very, very weird. But that is how faith is. So in Genesis 17:5, God says to him, "Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham." Neither will your name be called, Abram, which means assumed father, but Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. So that's why I said, take careful notice of the language of faith. I have made thee. When he was saying, "I have made thee," the man, his wife was not pregnant. He didn't have a child yet. So what is the meaning of "I have made you"? And that is the language of faith. Because language of faith, God will always tell you that he has done it before you see it physically. Before it is physically manifested, God will tell you that it is done. And I said that is because he's Alpha and Omega. Alpha, beginning. Omega, the end. But he cannot take you to the end. He will have to start with you from the beginning. So he, being Alpha and Omega, he sees the end of the thing. He finishes with it. Then he comes to you and tells you, "I have made thee a father of many nations." And that is where, if you don't know the language of faith, you begin to say, what's the meaning? What are you trying to say? So Romans 4:17 also says, as it is written, and it was quoting Genesis 17 verse 5, what we just read, and he's saying, as it is written, "I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead." Who was the dead he was talking about? He's saying that even when Abraham also gave, when Abraham had his baby Isaac, God also told him to go and crucify, to go and sacrifice him. God's son is the one who was crucified. Abraham was supposed to sacrifice his son. So Abraham gave up his son, and that was a kind of death. And God says, the word says that God who quickeneth the dead. So Abraham saw God as one who quickens the dead. We say quickeneth, and you should understand King James language. The quick and the dead means alive and the dead. So quickeneth, who makes the dead alive. Okay. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. So when you're dealing with God, God is a faith God. He is a faith God. Therefore, his operations are operations of faith. That is how he is. When the hand is still shaking, when the hand is twisted, when the ear is the thing is still ringing in the ear, when the letter has arrived that they're going to repossess your building, when all these things are, God says, I have done it already. I have done it already. And therefore, you don't question that and say, how can you say done when? No, you also put it on your mouth that yes, you have done it already. Jesus, you don't lie, you have said it. You say in 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes ye were healed. And therefore, even though the doctor says your sugar level is spiking, doctor says this, doctor says whatever medical condition they say you have, you now pick that scripture and begin to challenge that thing and say, listen, by stripes I was, not will be. And if you've been listening to me, you know will and shall are the languages of hope. Hope is a good stayer. I mean, it will stay. It will continually stay at that point. It will not move, but it is a poor receiver. So will and shall is not, should never be your language. But people say it as if, you know, somebody will say, I know I will be healed. I know. And people even admire it. Oh, the girl has got so much faith. Even though the doctor says she will die, she says she knows she will be healed. Will? We're talking about hope. And hope is a poor receiver. The donkey that is set on, but never gets you to your destination. So I trust that you have learned something to, you're going to walk in faith today. This is very, very practical. Whatever situation you have at hand right now, you are going to take God's word, put it in your mouth, and you're going to speak what is contrary to what is happening physically. And I tell you, he says he's done it, he doesn't lie. And you will see that as you challenge him, all the parameters will fall down and God's word will stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.